got Red Angus calves, maybe some of those char crosses, premiums maybe in your future. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you goes out to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Gelvy Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, the world-famous Mile City Buck and Horse Sale, Allied Genetic Resources and Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station. Cow Country News, you know, the cow stuff.
First off, a thank you to everyone that has reached out wanting us to investigate more of the ranching couple in South Dakota that could be facing potential jail time and $250,000 in fines over the placement of an inherited boundary fence built before 1950. We are working on that as we speak, so make sure you always follow us on this radio station and or social media for updates. Now, according to JBS executives, JBS expects a more challenging U.S. cattle supply scenario in 2025 compared to last year, when strong beef consumption and initiatives to improve commercial and operational efficiencies contributed to the performance of the U.S. beef business unit. Executives commented saying that the U.S. cattle cycle will likely be more challenging this year, regardless of the speed of herd replacement, specifically saying that JBS Beef North America's margins still have room to improve by 1% to 1.5% in 2025 due to the company's initiatives to improve commercial and operational efficiencies. Robust demand continues to support the company's investments in expanding its U.S. meat processing and prepared food facilities. In February, JBS announced $200 million investments to expand its beef production facilities in Cactus, Texas, and Greeley, Colorado. And that is a wrap of the news.
All those little babies, those calves that have been hitting the ground or maybe are about to hit the ground, have you marketed them yet? Or now are you going to have maybe Angus calves, Red Angus calves, char crosses on Angus or Red Angus? Well, here is the opportunity to take advantage of a new Fed Cattle Grid Pricing Program through Sustainable Beef LLC. Sustainable Beef LLC, a new beef processing plant in North Platte, Nebraska, we've talked about it, will implement a new innovative grid, most notably a grid that is unique in that it equally rewards Red Angus, Black Angus, and Smoky cattle. Got it? Now, all on the same playing field. Tom Brink, Red Angus Association of America CEO, joins us today to discuss potential premiums for producers. Hey, Tom, great to visit with you and have you back on the program with us. Break this down for us, how producers can capture these potential premiums, how the whole thing is working and laying out.
You bet. Well, I appreciate the chance to have a conversation with you this morning. And what we are doing is, and it really goes back to the new packing plant that is being built, is being finished up now. It's about to open in North Platte, Nebraska, and that is the plant that is Sustainable Beef. It is partially owned by a very large retailer, as probably most of your listeners are aware. And they are looking at Angus a little bit differently than the industry has historically. This packing plant is very interested and does have their own, they're interested in Angus beef. They have their own Angus beef brand that will be selling to Walmart and to others, no doubt. But that Angus brand includes Red Angus as well. And it even includes the Smoky cattle, which would be, we would know those as Angus by Charlet cattle, mm-hmm. or if they're Red Angus by Charlet cattle, the buff colored animals as well. All of those phenotypes and genotypes as well from our tagging program are going to be included in Sustainable Beef's Angus brand. And that's really where the opportunity is for Red Angus in a way that we have not had before, because Sustainable Beef will pay a very competitive upper two-thirds choice grid premium for those Angus qualifying animals, which includes the blacks certainly as well, but the reds, the red baldies, and both colors of the char crosses.
So interesting of how the program is going. Instead of having something Angus or Red Angus, it's actually just lumping all the cattle together and saying, statistically, cattle with these genetics have been performing at a certain level, which constitutes that we can have a fair amount of faith that the cattle are going to do that. So they're offering premiums for such on a general wide, a little bit wider open window, like you said.
That's a fair description, really. And these are Angus influenced cattle. I mean, these are cattle that would be from 50 to 100% Angus. Their Angus genetics may come from the black side. They may come from the Red Angus side. But these are Angus influenced cattle that will go into their brand. And they are just looking at it a little bit differently. We've had some people say, and some cattle feeders say, well, it's about time, you know, somebody did this, because Red Angus has been the most underutilized Angus resource that the industry has. And of course, we agree with that, and we've been working in that direction. But we're excited because the missing link for Red Angus has been a lack of being able to get a good upper two-thirds choice premium on these grids across the industry, and we will now have that at Sustainable Beef. And so they're innovators. We'll see how far this goes through the industry over time, but we're very excited about it, and we're certainly going to support that plant and support the feedlots that send cattle regularly to that plant and just have real opportunity for Red Angus breeders and commercial producers.
Time now for a quick break. When we come back, we talk more with Tom and these potential premiums being offered through Sustainable Beef LLC. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Go nowhere. Attention cattle producers, boost your herd's trace mineral status with Axiota Animal Health's Multi-Min 90. This injectable solution delivers essential trace minerals known to support cattle health and reproduction. Don't settle for less when it comes to your herd health. Trust Axiota Animal Health to keep your cattle in prime condition. Visit your local supplier or veterinarian to learn more about Multi-Min 90. Multi-Min 90, because healthy cattle mean a healthy bottom line. One of the top seed stock producers in the world, Jorgensen Land and Cattle invites you to their 53rd annual Top Cut Bull Sale Monday, April 21st at the Lazy J Grand Lodge in Ideal, South Dakota. Selling over 200 Angus bulls sired by some of the most recognized sires in the Angus business. Bid and buy online at DV Auction and Superior Livestock. Sale information available at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. One of the largest suppliers of seed stock in the nation, Jorgensen Land and Cattle. The 2025 world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with pari-mutuel wagering May 3rd and 4th on Derby Days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with the moms free to the races and more races added May 16th through the 18th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head online to buckinghorsesale.com.
Cattle Battle.
We are back with Tom Brink, CEO of the Red Angus Association of America, talking about the Fed Cattle Grid Pricing System through Sustainable Beef LLC and how they are implementing a new innovative grid that equally rewards Red Angus, Black Angus, and smoky colored cattle. So how are cattle priced on a grid system? I know you said competitive premiums for the upper two-thirds choice Angus carcasses. How is that determined? How are cattle priced on that grid system? Give us an update for those people that aren't familiar with that process.
Sure. It will be the same or very, very similar to how other grids work in our industry. And the way that is a base price is established on the cattle that typically comes from the five area average, or maybe it's a state average from the live market. And then that's the base price. And then, of course, a grid, and the definition of a grid really is a schedule of premiums and discounts, pluses and minuses that are added for various quality traits and other attributes. And for example, okay, upper two thirds choice is going to trade maybe $5 a hundred on a carcass weight basis more than choice, more than low choice. And select is going to be discounted maybe $12 or $15 or however wide the choice select spread is at the time the cattle are being marketed. So it will work exactly the same as other grids, if that makes sense. And the difference will be that they won't have to be black-hided. I mean, we know in this industry, that black-headed cattle have the opportunity to gain an upper two-thirds choice premium on most industry grids just because they're black. They don't even have to for sure be Angus. But this grid will as you said, widen the neck of that funnel just a little bit and look at other Angus-influenced cattle, such as Red Angus, let's say Red Angus Hereford Cross, which would be Red Baldies, Red Angus Charcross, or the Black Angus Charcrosses as well.
Now, we're looking at North Platte as the location for this, and I'm just going to kind of throw spaghetti at the wall, see what sticks. I'm just going to say a 400-500-mile radius of North Platte, Nebraska, right smack dab in the middle of cow country. Now, cattle, do they, to qualify for said program, is it for the Red Angus sired calves, is it through maybe like the feeder calf certification program? Do those calves that go through that program through the Red Angus Association of America get that tag? Do they automatically qualify for this program? I'm just trying to put together all of the different pegs to make this happen where being within a 500-mile radius, using that as an example, not saying that's what he is, but as an example where I could potentially gain a premium from these calves. How do I go about just the business structure of that?
Those are great questions, and we do think, I mean, North Platte, Nebraska is a great geography. It is in the middle of cattle country. It is also a very good location for the most dense population of the Red Angus breed, which is up through the middle of the country with a slightly northern shift to it. And so it's a great location for us. The cattle will qualify, to answer your question specifically, Tigger, on that, is they will qualify two different ways. They can certainly qualify through our tagging program, the feeder calf certification program, which is a breed source and age verification program. It is the oldest and the largest breed-based tagging program in the industry. And what that tagging program does, there's a few minor hoops you have to jump through to qualify. But on Red Angus sired calf crops, and that's most of what we tag, we actually can tag Black Angus bulls too, or calves from Black Angus bulls and red together if a person's running both. But those cattle are verified to be at least 50% Red Angus. So those calves would be genetically verified to be at least 50% Red Angus, which does make them, to your point, eligible for the sustainable beef grid, the upper two-thirds choice premium that we're talking about. They will also, though, there's another caveat, they will also look at phenotype. And we have a set of pictures that describe the phenotypes that we've already mentioned here. And just like with the blacks going into CAB or being eligible for a number of different Angus brands, in this case, the reds, the red baldies, and the smoke-colored animals, whether it's the buff with the Red Angus cross or the black nose chars, will also be eligible. There's a few nuances to that. I mean, qualifying by phenotype is going to be scrutinized animal by animal, and qualifying genetically through the tagging program is the preferred way, because one other thing that your listeners should know is the North Platte Sustainable Beef plant is an EID-only plant. Every animal that goes into that plant will have to have an EID. Now, that EID could be put in at the ranch or it could be put in at the feedlot, but every animal that goes in there will have to have an EID. That's going to be a tremendous boon because of the data generation that we'll be able to working with sustainable beef that they will have and that they will share, I think, in many cases with producers as well.
So the tags that we're talking about with that feeder calf certification program, do those qualify as an EID tag?
We do market dangles only. We market combo tags, so that would be a button EID and a dangle. Or if you want just the EID only, you can get that as well. That is the producers, the commercial producer that's using the Red Angus bull, that's their choice. But we are making people aware of it, just like in this discussion, that they might as well go ahead and put the EID in. There's a little bit more cost, but they have done something friendly to the downstream buyer, the feedlot, who's those cattle are going to end up being fed. They've helped them if they're going to end up at sustainable beef because they are ready to go. Here's something else the listener should know we are in the process of building what we would call a network of ranches, and with the feedlot system that Sustainable is using, their feed yard partners, we are in the process of building, really it's a communication network more than anything else, completely voluntary, but we want to make the Sustainable beef supporting feedlots aware of when high quality Red Angus cattle in the Northern Plains, especially in other areas too, when they are going to be sold kind of 2 weeks in advance, so those feedlots can be aware of them. I used to work at Five Rivers for a long time, and we had a saying there, we can't buy cattle we don't know about. And it's so true. We always wanted to know about when more cattle of the kind that we're looking for are getting ready to be sold wherever and however they're being sold. And so that's what we're doing. We're building a communication network that hopefully will help those feedlots supply Sustainable beef with a lot of high quality Red Angus cattle.
Us as producers, commercial producers especially, I think need to focus a little bit harder on the promotion and marketing of our product. Just simply like you said, you're building a network, a communication portal of bringing different people together, because if I have different options available for me, I'm a lot more optimistic when I have different choices and I can research and maybe look at this. Maybe I've got a private buyer that I work with and pays me what I need, and that's great. And we continue those relationships. But I think That's the point that I'm getting at, is either to continue said relationships or cultivate, additional relationships, because, you know, numbers is power. And if we've got a little black book full of all kinds of different numbers and avenues and ways that we can market calves, it's only going to keep us at the top of the pack.
It is. That's very well said. And I think most sellers that sell their feeder calves at auction appreciate the chance to recruit some extra buyers, some extra bidders and buyers. And that's what we can do for them through the network and knowing the feed yards. If you think about it, the feed yards that will be supporting and are supporting Sustainable beef will be in the strongest position to buy Red Angus feeder cattle of really anybody, because they're going to know that there's a grid premium at the end that is not available everywhere. And so that will give them a little extra ability to bid on those Red Angus influenced feeder cattle. So that's why we want to connect them. And it's their choice, I mean, what they pay, and it's certainly the seller's choice how they market their cattle, but we want to make sure that they know about each other and are connected. And we can do that through this communication network that we're building, and it'll be good for everybody. It'll really be good for everybody. I think just the knowledge of getting cattle aimed toward the highest value opportunity that exists in the industry, which right now for us really is Sustainable beef.
Tom Brink, CEO of the Red Angus Association of America. Great to visit with you. Tremendous opportunities for those Angus, Red Angus, and Charcross calves. Sustainable beef is working with cooperating feed yards to be able to capture carcass data and other additional information to be passed back to producers of those calves. And now the best way to find out more information about the program is to call the Red Angus Association of America. Visit with Kelly Smith, the Director of Commercial Marketing, and find out more about how to enroll those calves in the program, costs of tags, etc., and even some of the other programs that are available. All right, time for a quick break. When we come back, we talk market numbers and a whole lot more of the cow stuff right here on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. Keep it locked.
Should I sell heifers or keep some as replacements? Consider upgrading your cow herd with Material Instinct and Stayability, all while providing that extra shot of heterosis. Look no further than Gelby and Balancer Genetics. Discover the cow power with Gelby and Balancer. Gelby and Balancer, smart, reliable, profitable. Gelby.org, RanchChannel.com, bull sales, Western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Before bull sale season gets wrapped up, consider South Devon Bulls and Genetics as the base to fit the needs of the commercial cattleman. And the place to purchase those genetics is from DLCC Ranch, Saturday, April 19th at the ranch in Piers, Minnesota. DLCC is extremely committed to science and has been gathering whole herd information for over two decades. For more information and to learn how South Devon Genetics can benefit your operation, head to dlccranch.com and ranchchannel.com.
Get ready for the Western experience of a lifetime. The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back and better than ever. Join us May 15th through the 18th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. Don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Gary Allen and special guests Tiger Lily Gold. Mark your calendars and saddle up for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up radio show. That time in the program, we check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated. And before we do anything, Kirk, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's the big 5-0. That's kind of a big one, you know.
I'm surprised you admitted that it was the big 5-0.
Yeah, publicly and everything, right?
Right. Okay, so we'll get right to the numbers because you've got some celebrating to do, by golly. So what are we looking at for numbers?
All right, Tigger, as of Friday, March 28th, April feeder futures closed the week at 286.82.5. That's up $1.12.5 on the week, with the CME feeder index down $1.02 at 286.76. Combination narrowed the basis versus April futures to a negative 6.5 cents. April live cattle closed the week at 208.92.5. That's up $1.65 on the week, with cash trading mostly 209 to 210 in the south and 213 to 214 in the north. That left the five area weighted average at 212.23, and the basis versus southern cash at roughly even. Choice boxes closed the week up 737 at 332.82. The weekly slaughter was 609,000 head. That's up 49,000 head versus last week and 27,000 head above the same week last year. Dress weights decreased 1 pound to 870 pounds, which is 22 pounds over the same week last year. The combination of slaughter and dress weights still left production down 1.7% versus last year. May corn closed the week at 453. That's down 10 cents as it sold off going into the March 31st USDA report. The market consensus with the sell-off seems to be leaning bearish into the report.
Hey, all, Mark Van Zee with LivestockMarket.com. This week I have another fantastic lineup of production sales to tell you about. Wednesday, April 9th at 2 o'clock Central, Pass Creek Angus Ranch of Wyola, Montana will hold their 51st annual production sale, offering an excellent selection of two-year-olds, fall bulls, yearling bulls, and heifers. Thursday, April 10th, Klun's Lazy JM will hold their bull and female sale at 2 o'clock Central, selling 115 head of registered Angus and polled Herefords at 2 o'clock Central in Torrington, Wyoming. Friday, April 11th at 11 a.m. Central, Fisher Simmental of Scotland, South Dakota will sell 50 yearling bulls at their 23rd annual production sale. Then at 2 o'clock Central, join us for the Profit Seeker Bull Sale in Sheridan, Montana, hosted by 5L Red Angus, 300 Red and Black Angus, Sim Angus, and Char Red Angus Cross Bulls will sell. Also at 2 o'clock, Cardinal Charlays of Hill Rose, Colorado will host their 28th annual sale. You can view and bid all these sales and more at LivestockMarket.com. Do you have a production sale coming up? Learn more about Livestock Market's easy and affordable online bidding services by visiting LivestockMarket.com or give us a call at 844-775-4762 today.
So what really is in it for ranchers if they sign up for a carbon program? Hey, hey, I'm Shay Wanner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. I sat down with Ryan and James from Earth Optics, and we break down the basics of carbon programs as well as what ranchers need to consider before they join. Here's part of our conversation. So what would be some of the risks that producers need to consider before diving into something like this?
The difficult thing is that you got to find a lawyer that's comfortable thinking through this, because a lot of people that are using their family lawyer that have helped with pipelines or easements or eminent domain issues, like this is a unique and new opportunity that a lot of legal counsel isn't used to. Two, even just in the last 2 or 3 years, you've seen a real big swing to where a lot of the risk is taken out of this contract that the landowner is signing based on the fact that they are making a commitment, the developer, the buyer of these credits, that you, the rancher, is going to keep doing what you say you're going to keep doing. And there's a point where they can't be out there every day, every time you move your cows, every time you make a proactive decision, every time you do anything really for the health of the land. And so they're really auditing you as an operator for a moment. It's not an intensive process, but they need to get an idea of the scope of your operation, the intensity in which you manage, et cetera. So once they get past that threshold, then, you know, the risks, to your point, I think the basic you know, liability, if you will, is that most of these contracts are looking at a 30 years and beyond time frame. And a lot of farmers and ranchers don't like to make a decision that is directly affecting the next generation. Now, there are ways that you can be able to get out of these contracts over time if you discuss that with the developer.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Tom Brink with the Red Angus Association of America, Kirk Donsbach, Stonex Financial Incorporated, Mark Vanzi, LivestockMarket.com, Shay Wanner, Casual Cattle Conversations, the boss lady, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
A big thank you to our partners, RanchChannel.com, Wolf Cattle, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Transova Genetics, Axiota Animal Health, bringing us Multimin and Lactopro, the American Galvey Association, Imogene Ingredients, Pharmatan, Westway Feed Products, Medora Boot and Western Wear, the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, Allied Genetic Resources, Allied Feeding Partners, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, the Tri-State Livestock News, RFD-TV, Wrangler, and this fine radio station.
And crew, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is RanchItUpShow@gmail.com. You can call and you can text 24/7. That phone number is 707-726-2420. It's 707-RANCH-20, 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved.
Stay ranchy and ranch it up.